Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents Betches Moms with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Get ready to lock yourself in the bathroom or wherever else you hide from your kids, because you'll literally never be alone again.
Hello and welcome back to the Betches Moms podcast. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Brittany.
And so today, it's obviously just me and Brittany here talking, and we're going to be talking about like maternity clothes, and like it's a tough world out there with the maternity clothes. Like, your body's changing constantly. You never know what to buy, but you also don't want to like spend too much money because it either won't fit the next day, or like you're not going to be pregnant for a little bit, hopefully, or ever. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's like a waste-ish. But on the flip side, it's like you also need to go out in the world, A, except for like mid-pandemic, and B, it feels good to put on something cute.
Yes, I think it could totally change your mood. So like, you still want to feel, especially for people who maybe are having a hard time with their changing body, could really help them.
Yeah, that's like another thing, is like your whole like confidence level feels like it's sometimes it's dictated by like what you wear. Like,
for sure,
everybody, I'm sure you felt that. Like, if I put on a cute outfit and I'm like going out, I'm like, yeah, I look good. And then if somebody's like, oh, you look cute, and you're like, yeah, triple, yeah, you know. But especially like, it's not just that, it's like on top of that, your body's changing and it's getting bigger, right? And this is new, and that navigating that too is hard. So, anyway, you've been pregnant longer than I have. Have you bought like maternity specific things, or are you just shopping larger sizes?
So I definitely bought more with Oliver. It was my first pregnancy, but I also was given a bunch of things from my sisters who have both been pregnant. But I feel like also like we passed stuff back and forth so many times to the point where I was like, okay, like I actually need to buy some new things. The one, my biggest thing, honestly, and it obviously, look, has to do with the season that you're pregnant in, but right, my third trimester, for the most part, I was able to wear cotton dresses. And like, if you're pregnant in warm weather, that is by far the most comfortable thing to wear. Like, that's my favorite thing. I literally went to Target and I purchased a bunch of non-maternity cotton dresses. And that was like my—
Can you send me the link?
Yeah, I'll definitely send the link. I could also post them on stories. And yeah, you know, Target, not expensive. I think dresses are like less than $20. And I could wear them after I have the baby. Because like I'm still not going to be in like my
right
pre-baby body. So it'll still fit then, and I don't feel like I spent so much money on something that I can never wear again. But like, I definitely, out of anything, like maternity stuff, I just bought a bunch of like leggings and sweatpants and t-shirts and tank tops, just your basic type of stuff that you wear every day. That was right. Like the
it's
one
also
thing.
Different this time around because of working from home. Like,
yes,
if everybody we were going in the office, it would be like another story. Like, what were you doing for when you were pregnant with Oliver? Like, we were in the office every day.
We were in the office. Actually, I think I was still freelancing at the time, though, so I wasn't necessarily in the office every day.
Oh, right.
I was so a freelancer before working full time. I betches. Yeah, but I did buy stuff. I bought jeans. I bought overalls that I wore out this time. I splurged more on expensive items when I was going to the office, as opposed to now. I was like, what's on H&M? What's on Amazon?
Yeah. Target. The leggings that you, okay. So I was shadily pregnant when you posted the TNA leggings on Betches Moms, and I didn't tell anyone yet. And you posted these Aritzia TNA leggings, which have saved my life. I bought like 5 of them.
I'm and so they, like, glad.
Are more well. I first started with one, then I started got 2, and then I moved up to 5. And they're my full rotation of what I wear. They just I like them better than Lululemon Align because A, they're half the price. B, they this isn't sponsored, guys, but B, they like you don't feel like you know what I mean.
They're just
they're not
so
as tight also as Align pants.
They're not. They have so much give in the spandex part, and they're so soft and so stretchy. I can't wear them anymore because I'm like at the point where like my belly is just like huge, and they're not true maternity. They're regular high waisted. Yeah, they're leggings. But you're still in them now.
I'm wearing them now. I wear them also because I feel like, and I'm still wearing like shirts that things are starting to be very, very tight, but I'm wearing shirts that just sort of go now halfway where like they meet the legging. And now I look like it looks cute, whereas I would never do that before.
It's so cute. No, I get it.
but yeah, that's what I did. I have a few like dresses that were, you know, I'm 5 feet tall. I have a few dresses that I was always too lazy to hem, and they just like hung in my closet, and I decided to put them on, and I was like, oh my God, they fit now because there's like, you know, I'm technically taller. Like not really, you know what, belly wise. Yes. So they fit and they like hit my ankle in the right place. I love a midi dress.
It's so funny that you mentioned that because I actually always think the same. I'm pretty short too. I'm 5'2". And like dresses aren't made for us. They're just not.
No.
And I was thinking the same thing. It's like, oh, it looks so much cuter when you're pregnant because it lifts it up and you go walk and not fall on your face.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so true. So that's been fun, but I'm just starting to buy stuff. My biggest thing that I need to buy, first of all, I know you have been on the prowl for bras, right?
Oh my God.
I'm too scared to think about nursing bras. In fact, I bought one today for the first time ever, but I've been wearing bras before, like they are just getting smaller and smaller.
Soon it's gonna get the underwire. If you're wearing underwire, the underwire is gonna get uncomfortable. Oh, you don't wear the underwire.
I don't fuck with underwear unless I'm going out.
Okay, well, when you got the big mamas like me, you need the underwire at all times, except when you're pregnant because it hurts. But I want to know what. I want to get into bras, but I want to know if there's anything like you splurged on or like you want to splurge on because this is your first pregnancy. I don't know if you got any like hand-me-downs from anyone.
Shira has gave me some stuff, but like now I don't like the jeans that have the stretchy thing because they're so low down.
The ones that are below the belly that have the stretch on the belly.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't handle it. I don't like it. I want to keep pulling them up and then I want to rip them.
They're not so comfortable.
I don't like them. One thing that I splurged, really splurged, was these. I kept getting ads for, you know, Frame has these like two size, one fits all jeans. And I bought one pair, the bigger size, and they were very flattering. And But the button sort of still kind of cuts in a tiny, but they still like they look good. I wore them out, so I liked that. But I have not like really splurged yet. So we're having this woman that I've known forever. She's a stylist. She Jenny Greenstein. Come on the podcast later to talk about this, but like how your style changes as you become a mother and pregnant. But so I've been talking to her about like her just kind of helping me a little bit because I don't know. I want to do it strategically. Like I don't want to just spend all this money.
Yeah.
Like I just want to make like a very, very small capsule collection of my life.
Yeah. That's smart
especially
though.
Like you said, summer is hard. I went to Macy's the other day. Because I'm now a suburb lady and they don't have maternity anymore.
Really?
They don't have a maternity section. No, I was like, hey, where's your maternity? One woman was like, I don't know. And I was like, cool. Then I asked another woman and she was like, we don't have that anymore. I'm like, she's like, you can go online. I was like, I thought I was in Mean Girls. Cause she's like, you could try Sears. I was like, but I'm here now. And she's like, can't help you. So I kind of just went through and like picked out larger sizes for me to
yeah.
to, like, occasions that I have to go to. Like I have a friend's engagement party to go to so I can like show up in an outfit.
Right. Like look put together.
Yeah. And like this summer people are going out now that like yeah. you know, people are vaccinated, but I think I'm going to start splurging. Get ready, world.
I will now that like you're going out, it's like not, but I feel like pregnant or not, everybody wants to start splurging on clothes because it's like, I'm going out. People haven't seen me in over a year. I need to look good. So it's like right. the same thing.
Yeah, so true.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the other thing is underwear. I need to buy underwear. Like all of my underwear is just like, I used to wear hanky pankies and they just are not working anymore for obvious reasons. So I just went on Amazon and I just bought a bunch of different types of like, you know, those seamless types of underwears.
Yeah. Send to me because, okay. So Aileen brought this up that she like was having a really hard time looking for underwear. And I actually never really thought about it. Like I'll wear like all the Target underwear that's like the fake hanky pankies. So, like that's what I wear. But I went onto Amazon and I bought a pair of maternity like cotton full butt grandma panties because like you need them after you give birth anyway. And like sometimes they're just more comfortable to wear. And so like Aileen brought this up and I was like, I just didn't think that much into it. So I'm curious. Yeah. I'm curious like what you looked for and what you ended up buying.
Okay. Well, I haven't tried them on yet. I've been saying every single day, I need to buy underwear. I need to buy underwear because the underwear I have, again, like I said, it doesn't work. Some of it does work. I have, where did I, Third Love? What's the other, what's that bra company? I bought some.
Not like, an ad, guys. Not an ad.
Bought some bigger, like just more comfier thongs that are like cotton. Yeah. And they've been lasting me because they like stay up. So that's the thing is I'm looking for something that kind of stays up a little bit. Doesn't roll down below your belly.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something that doesn't feel like it's cutting in or just like gives you a wedgie too hard.
Right.
Which right now it's starting to happen. It's so uncomfortable. I have to like adjust my life. Because I'm like sitting.
Do you have to pick your wedgie?
It's not right now. Not right now. But okay. So I was looking for, I love seamless types of underwear. Like
yeah.
the, you know, the kind that doesn't have a line.
Yeah.
Because it's so comfortable. So that's what I'm looking for. And obviously something that's stretchy that it doesn't like stop fitting after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you're not, and I like cheeky kind of briefs rather than like grandma full butt panties.
Yeah.
Ew, panties. Oh, take that out. No, don't take it out, but like never say it again, Aileen. underwear, you know, like not like this kind.
Yeah.
Like this kind.
Yeah. Yes. Like the boy short.
Boy shorts. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Those are comfy. So that's what I'm looking for. I just bought some on Amazon and I bought one nursing bra off that Kindred site.
Okay. So I think you did the right thing. And again, like I want to emphasize, this is not an ad. So I don't know if you guys remember, I polled everybody on like the best maternity bra or bras to wear while you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Because I'm in real life a 34 triple D and or double D. They like changed since like having a baby. But or 34 double D, I think like once they shrunk and they were back to normal. But now I'm a 36, I think like EF. Like they're huge, wow. My boobs. And I remember from when I had Oliver, they got even bigger, like once my milk started coming in. So I was like, all right, I need something that like really works. And I tried, a couple of you guys told me, a lot of people said Kindred briefly, but I don't know why I just did. It wasn't the first brand that I ordered. I ordered Harper Wilder, really loved that, but it's not nursing. It's just, they have this like, like a bralette type bra, but it was still very comfortable. This cake brand that I don't know if I ordered the wrong sizes. I ordered 3 bras from them and I was not happy. Mm-hmm. From them all. And I ordered a bunch from like Hofish from Amazon.
Hofish.
That's what came up on Amazon. And like the motherhood maternity ones, which like a lot of people like. But again, if you have a really large chest that needs that extra support, it's really hard. So I finally was like, I don't know why it's taking me so long, but I'm going to order the Kindred ones. And I ordered the ones that, you know, if you do plan on nursing and pumping, this is great. It comes with a latch to unhook to nurse and a latch to unhook to, I forget what it's called. I don't know, but I'll
check my email confirmation right now.
so there's like 2 different latches and it's so supportive. It's so comfortable. I ordered another one and I ordered 2 of the tank tops because the bra tank tops, I lived in those for like the 4th trimester.
Oh, good tip.
Yeah. Like lived in those nursing tank tops because you don't have to wear a bra with it. You just throw it on. It's easy. You go to sleep in it. And
oh my God, I'm going to buy that.
Yeah. So it's great. And I'm so excited that it has a double attachment because with Oliver, I was like switching bras left and right when I was pumping because I was doing both. But so if you have a big chest, this Kindred Briefly bra has been life-saving.
I'm shook because I didn't really do any research. I just got an ad.
And you did it good.
I like did zero research. I got one ad and I was like, this company looks comfy. And I bought a dress, like this tank top dress, because I'm mostly looking for that. It was like a bamboo maternity midi dress because like those are my jam, midi. And then I was like, oh, maybe like Brittany has been telling me I need to get a nursing bra. And I just bought one because I was been too scared to do it. I don't know if anybody's with me about being pregnant for the first time, but I don't know why. Like, I'm just too scared about thinking about the fact that I have to breastfeed. And now this is like the thing that I have to get. Like, I'm scared about it. I don't know why.
You don't have to breastfeed. It's like you might decide that you don't want to.
Oh, but I'm deciding I want to. Right. If I can.
If you can. Yes.
If I can, I want to. It's free milk if I can make it. So economically to me, it makes sense. But I guess also like emotionally, it's taxing.
Yeah.
Physically as well. But I played my pros and cons. So in my decision to do that, but that said, I'm still like scared. I don't know why. Like,
it feels like, because it feels like you're buying something for when the baby's here.
Uh-huh. Oh my God, you give me chills. Yes, I'm so scared. Like, I haven't really bought anything like for anything yet because I've gotten like stuff off my registry that people have gifted already, but I won't open it. I'm like in denial.
No, I get it. I'm the same way. I mean, to be honest, I could literally go any day. I'm 36 weeks and like I could have a baby in a week and my nursery is not even close to done.
Right. But
so
why?
Like I get it. Well, mainly because we were having some work done in the house. So I actually like we were using it as storage. So I couldn't actually like get in there. But like now it's just I don't have time to do it. Like I just feel like I'm tired and I don't want to do it. I'm like, I'll take care of it in like a week. And then before I know it. I'll have a baby and no nursery. So it's fine. It's fine.
Right. Well, I guess you don't need it right away anyway.
No.
But yeah, I just feel like emotionally unprepared. I also am in sort of a limbo, like where with my home.
Right.
So I'm
just
feeling not ready. Like, so buying this bra is my first sort of step.
Yeah.
And then I told Rusty, we're going to go to Bye Bye Baby. We're going to spend some time there. Check out how things work.
Yeah.
Like, how does a nurse, like how you were trying to explain to me how like, what's it called? A stroller attachment goes. I'm like, I need a diagram.
Like how you, when, if you buy a stroller and you buy attachments to put the car seat on it, for those of you who have done that, It's confusing if you've never done it because like
it's confusing. I don't understand.
So, I didn't get it either.
So
you have to just go there and have somebody show you.
Right. So that's, I'm going to do that with him. So we kind of do it together, but I don't know if anybody's with me who's listening about like this, like, I don't know what it's this thing that makes it real. And I'm a little scared because it's also a little superstitious in my crazy brain.
No, I get it, but think of it as just like right now, it's a bra that it's not just meant as a nursing bra. It's meant as a maternity bra because it's more comfortable for you to wear while you're pregnant. So like it's actually meant for pregnancy as well. Take the bra off the pedestal.
And I'm doing that. But okay, so that was my first like maternity bra. I'm very proud of myself.
So proud.
So are there like any other, are there must-have, so you said cotton dresses. Are there, for everybody's listening who's sort of in the same, who's in the same kind of place, like what are there other things that really helped you like feel really cute? You know, I think that's a big part of it too.
It is. I mean, again, like the number one thing was the bra for me. As long as I felt like my boobs were comfortable, I felt better in anything that I was wearing, or I don't say was, like am, like I'm doing right now. But definitely like the cotton dresses and just a pair of leggings. I actually really feel so comfortable in bike shorts or leggings and a tight t-shirt, like a maternity t-shirt or a maternity long sleeve shirt. I just like, again, I think we had spoken about this in previous episodes. It's like you either feel really comfortable in the tight clothes or you don't.
Yes.
And I feel more comfortable in tight maternity clothes.
Yeah, me too, I think. Now that it feels like, you know, the belly is real.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Because otherwise you just kind of feel bigger.
Yeah.
And like, and, yeah.
But also I really like, I'm actually right now wearing, this is not a maternity t-shirt. This is like an oversized concert tee that's like huge on me. But like, I love wearing this with bike shorts, like a little bit of an over, like still like the same look that I probably wear not pregnant.
Yeah.
But like, it, I think that's why I like it because it's my normal style.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you. I think that, so that is the challenge, is like translating your style into not only maternity clothes, but into your growing body.
Yeah.
And how to navigate that. I think that's kind of like the emotional challenge while also like logistically finding things that work and still feeling like yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's hard, but I'm also with you about the exact same style. I like a concert tee and leggings and now bike shorts, but I have to buy some bike shorts. Please send me links as well for ones that aren't tight.
Yeah. If anybody has a really comfy pair, I actually bought a pair. It was a 2-pack from Old Navy and like, they're great. I love them. There's probably better ones out there, but I happen to really like these Old Navy ones and they didn't break the bank.
The funny thing is about bike shorts for short people is that most of them like go down to your like knee and then you're just like, I look crazy. Like you need them to hit like mid leg for them to be cute. But the ones I got on Amazon that I wore all summer last summer are like now too tight around my waist. So that's what I'm trying to find. I'm going to buy some dresses and like, I like a t-shirt dress, like a t-shirt goes down a little lower and
like a V-neck t-shirt dress.
Yeah. Or either hits like right in the right leg space. Cause I, you know, this is very,
if it's too long,
you'll look crazy. And then, or midi. And that's going to be my vibe all summer long.
I have a whole Target list that I'll send to you. I literally went and I bought a bunch. Actually, they had a really cute baby doll dress, which was so not like me to buy pregnant because it's not tight. And it looked so cute. I'll link that one too. They have really good options. And again, like I'm like, oh, like I could wear this maybe to like our newborn shoot because it's not just a maternity dress.
Oh boy, so we can't talk about newborn shoots right now. You're triggering me.
I'm going into unwanted territory. Sorry about that.
I sort of decided last week that I'll do it. I know you asked me and I was like, well, what do you mean? I have to think about this now. Too many things to think about. One bra at a time, please.
And one thing that I think is really helpful is if you're not home and like you're out and about, comfortable shoes.
Like, oh,
because you're walking, like get really cute, comfortable sneakers. And if it's the summertime, get really cute, comfortable sandals. I really like the Freedom Moses. They look like they're like rubber, but like look like Birkenstocks. If you hate Birkenstocks, like you're not going to like them, but they're so cute and they come in so many different patterns and they're so comfortable. I have them in two colors.
I need to buy these. I wear Birkenstocks every day. My feet are definitely getting like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And they hurt for days.
Yes. And this heat, your feet get bigger, you get swollen. So you want to have room to breathe.
Agreed. Shoes. And now if like I wear my Birks, I see the lines on my foot.
Oh my God.
It's really? Because it's swollen. Yeah.
Oy.
So, and it takes a couple days. So I have to like sit up with my feet. This is fucking and ice crazy. Them.
Ice those bad boys.
I haven't iced these feeties yet.
You have to. You have to put your feet up and ice them.
Where's Rusty? Give me some ice. He's at work. All right. Well, if anybody has any recommendations for things that we must buy, we're in the market postpartum as well, because, you know, I'm definitely not going to bounce back at quote unquote. And I don't urge anyone else to. So, and I'm also a big proponent of buying like clothes that fit you right now. Like, you know, even during pandemic, like I gained some weight. A little weight, and I wanted to buy jeans that fit me instead of trying to fit in or change my body to fit those other jeans. So
right.
I think the same applies for postpartum.
For not sure. You want to be
don't
comfortable.
Don't put pressure on yourself to lose weight immediately. Instead, get some clothes that fit you so you feel good, you know, rather than just beating the shit out of yourself emotionally.
It totally helps.
Yeah. So send us those recs at Betches Moms and I'll be buying everything.
And I'll be posting the links that we spoke about as well.
Thanks in advance. All right, let's do a Dear Betches Moms email. So today we have a listener email about how friendships change after having kids, which is something I'm excited to talk about. All right, Brittany, do you want to read this one?
Sure. Dear Betches Moms, I have a question for you. How do you navigate and maintain friendships once you have kids, especially with child-free friends? I'm sure moms of babies and pregos can relate. What happens to your social life once you have a baby, and what are some of the challenges you faced, if any? Love the pod and would love to hear your advice. Sincerely, Friendly Betch.
All right. So how do you navigate and maintain friendships once you have kids, especially, I think the especially is the like biggest thing with friends that don't have kids.
Yeah. I think this is interesting. So I feel like I'm coming from the perspective of, I was one of the first out of my friends to have kids. So I felt like I was never on the side of how I relate to my friends who now have kids. But luckily one of my best friends, like she had her daughter, 2 weeks before Oliver. So I was lucky in the sense where like, I felt like we at least had each other, but I did feel like my other friends were still, you know, going out on weekends and, you know, it was over the summer and they were going to Montauk all the time and like still doing like not the Montauk like couples getaway. They were doing like the Montauk let's stay out till 2 a.m. Yeah. And so I did feel like there was definitely a disconnect, but I don't know. Everyone's situation is different. I feel really lucky that I feel like I have a group of friends that were always so supportive anyway. Like they still were so interested in like how I was doing and how life was with a baby, and they still were a huge part of my life. So I don't necessarily feel like our friendships changed so much. I do feel like as more and more of my friends had kids, that's like all we would talk about. So maybe my friends who didn't have kids started to feel a little like I don't feel like I'm relating to this anymore.
Yeah.
Do you have a different perspective on that?
I have one, it just depends on like the friend groups, but I had friends that had kids before me. But in terms of just me being like pregnant now, I like feel the need to still want everyone. I need everyone else to be happy around me. So like my friends are like, let's go to a group dinner and they'll invite me. They're like, Aileen, is there any, it's like, they're so respectful. Aileen, is there anywhere like you'd prefer to go? I'm like, no, pick anywhere. I'll find anything.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't want to like mess with the dynamic.
Yeah.
Which is true. I will find anything. I don't really care. But I would see like, not that this has happened also because people weren't really going out much, but I see why someone might not want to invite me because I'm not drinking. But at the same time, most of my friends are like coupled and, you know, nobody's like doing the like going out, like, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But like, for example, one challenge I had is that Jordana is having her bachelorette party like in like the end of June. And it's a far away. And that was really like painful for me to say no. I was like trying to come up with every excuse in the book.
I didn't know you weren't going.
I can't go. Like, the doctor won't let me go.
That's hard.
It's a long flight. I was just really, and it's too far for how far along I'll be then.
Yeah.
And I feel a little scared to be there, you know, with everybody sort of drinking and I've never been to this place before and like anything could happen and, you know, Rusty's not there. Like there's no medical person there, you know?
Yeah. And you'll be at a critical point where, you know, you'll be entering your third trimester. You need to think about that.
It's going to be further. I'm entering it this week.
Oh my God.
It's further. It's another month from now.
Right.
So, I'll be like 30 something weeks, 32. I can't count. But anyway, it was a really difficult thing to grapple with because I was just so emotional about the fact, like I never thought I would miss, you know, like one of my best friend's bachelorette parties, but Jordana was like very nice. And she obviously was like, I care more about you're going to come to my wedding. Like I get it. You may not even have a good time. I'm sure she also doesn't want a fucking pregnant lady. cramping her style, you know, like she wants to get drunk. Like I get it. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
So that was just like one of the hardest things to navigate. But again, like you have to do, this is one of those things. Like once you sort of now have to be responsible for another person, you have to make decisions that are about you. What's best for you rather than like your friends' opinions of you.
So true. And I also think that, like you said, you know, you say to your friends, like pick a restaurant. I think a lot of it is like knowing your audience and like knowing who you're with. I think friendships will change if like you're the pregnant girl who's constantly miserable and like maybe your friends don't have kids and have never been pregnant before, so they can't sympathize with you. And that sucks to be like, how could you not sympathize with me? I'm pregnant, but they don't. And you just have to realize that there's a balance there. And you also want them to feel like, you know, they're still relevant in your life.
It's you can't just like approach a situation and just expect everyone to know what the hell you're going through because that's not the way to go about anything.
Yeah.
You know, you have to share. And it's also just I wouldn't have expectations going into like talking to someone about, even if you know that they care about you, they won't necessarily be like, they can't put themselves in your shoes until they feel it. And a lot of people know that they can't do that either. So it's like one friend was like, oh, how are you feeling? And I'll be like, yeah, you know, fine. It's just like, I feel physically heavy. Like, She's like, oh, you know, obviously I don't know what that feels like. Like, well, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
how yes. you're feeling. I'm like, yes. sorry, you're big. I'm like, svelte. And I was just like, it's just all of a sudden there's this like fast weight gain and it's yeah. like putting a lot of pressure on my feet and it just really hurts. And that's just, that's, you know, like I visualize it and she's like, oh yeah, that, oh, I can imagine. And right. so like that kind of thing. But I can imagine being like the first person of your friend group having kids and it just feeling left out too.
Yeah.
I, especially the age, like depends on the age. Like yes. if all of your friends are, half your friends are still single and they're going out, you know, that is different. It's also different for men. Like half of Rusty's friends are still like out and about single. And he's like, I'm fucking moving to the suburbs and I'm having kids and I don't know what to do. I'm like, make some dad friends.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I actually do remember, well, Noah was the last of his friends. Noah was like 4 years older than me. So while I was the first, he was the last of his friends. Like we were having our first and all of his friends were having their second for the most part. But I still feel like, you know, he was in that mode of like wanting to go out and like do all these things and like, he definitely felt like he was out of the picture a little bit. And then once he had kids, he felt like he was reaccepted into like his clan. So I think it's just normal. And I think that, you know, every friend group is different and there's different ways to navigate it depending on the situation.
Agreed. Yeah. It's a life transition. With any transition comes challenges and especially like dynamics change. And I always think back to how, you know, my mom, mostly my mom, my family is different because they like immigrated here, but my mother-in-law and like a lot of my friends' mom's friends are friends still with their friends that they made after they had kids rather than the friends right. they had before. And that is mind-boggling to me because my best friends are the ones I've had since I was a child. And so that is interesting because I'm like thinking like, okay, it's not, you know, there's so much more opportunity to then like, if you're moving, you can make more friends in the area or like the mommy and me classes or school. Mm-hmm. So it's just a transition.
I actually think it's interesting you brought that up because I was going to say that like, while things might change with your, you know, your core group of friends, you do, it's like another layer to put on where you're meeting mom friends. It's kind of like, I guess, like when you go to college and you make college friends and now you have like yeah. home friends and college friends, you now have another group and it's your mom friends. And like some, you know, friends might be like, oh, like you don't want to hang out with me anymore. You want to hang out with your mom friends. And that's not true. It's just like, now you have somebody you could go to talk about the things that are relevant in your life. And it doesn't mean that you like one person better than the other. It's just, you need that support. And that's why it is so important to have mom friends, because that support is necessary. But, I do feel like sometimes those mommy and me classes are more important for you than they are for the baby. Cause like, what is the baby getting out of it? They don't know.
Yeah. Just see this like guy like playing a guitar with his like mask on.
Yeah, they're literally like laying there, especially when you go to like the 3 month classes, they're laying there like staring at the light on the ceiling. You're like, I'm here to make friends.
Yeah, my friend was telling you like during sort of the pandemic of her going to like music classes with her like new under a year old, and I'm like, oh, what's it like? She's like, just like sitting there with my kid like watching this guy with a guitar and like a face shield on, like in a hazmat suit. Dying laughing.
It's so true.
It was hilarious. But good luck, friendly bet.
Yes.
We wish you the best of luck. If anybody else is dealing with these kinds of issues, has a specific challenge they want us to kind of navigate or help you rather than like just overall, like we're here. We're figuring it out at the same time.
Now it's time for No Mom Guilt, presented by Heineken 00. It's not just another non-alcoholic beer, it's an alcohol-free beer.
This podcast is all about being honest and real about life as a mom. We're also not interested in mom guilt. We all do the stuff that we're worried others will judge us for, but you don't need to feel guilty for any of the shit you do as a mom. Okay, my mom guilt story is... drum roll, please. it is not about my growing baby in the womb. It is about my dog. but it relates to the growing baby in the womb, or just me as my like identity as a mom, future mom or mom, whatever you guys decide. So my mom asked me if like I wanted to go on a walk, because now we live nearby each other in this like new nature path. And I was like, yeah, sure. I can like, you know, get some exercise and I'll bring Sansi. Sansi is my dog. And I walked with her, but there were like, it was like not a clean path. There were like high grass and, you know, bugs, and Sansa was being weird. And then I saw her leg and I noticed there's fucking ticks on her.
Oh my God. No.
Oh my God. Yes.
Just wait. I would have flipped
out. You just wait. So I like brushed them off. I'm like, Mom, we have to leave right now. And I picked her up. Again, I really shouldn't have done that either, because then I thought back later that, oh my God, those ticks could have gotten on me. But anyway.
Did you do a body check after?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, God. Okay, the story doesn't end there.
Okay? Oh, God.
So I did my best to check her like little paws, but she's a little furry. She has curly, furry hair. She's a gold, mini golden doodle. And I didn't see anything, but, oh, I also want my brother. And my brother's in the back seat, and my mom's dropping me back off, and he's holding her. He's like, Aileen, like there's a tick on her. And I'm like, pull it off, pull it off. And I've never like really seen a tick before. I'm very scared of ticks. And I'm like, take it off, take it off. And he's like trying, it's like really just like holding on, whatever. He gets it. And we throw it at, we like, whatever, we get rid of it. Then I'm with her alone and I'm checking her. And there are so many more ticks on her.
Oh my God.
And then I start to panic. And also, so this is where the guilt comes in. A, I should not have fucking taken her there, right? Like I should have known better. B, like I messed up the medicine schedule. And so I was late on like the tick meds, like by 2 weeks. I realized when I was looking at it that day, and I was like, oh my God, like she's not under her tick meds. Guilt number two, I'm a bad dog mom, I'm a bad mom. So what I did was then I was like, okay, this, we have to stay calm and I need to just take them off her. I don't care about my fear of this. So I just sat there and I took a fork and I started like getting them, and she was being so good. She was just sitting there patiently, and I was just picking them like off, like, and they were fighting me and I was getting them, and I then put them away. And then thankfully my mother-in-law came and she was like, oh God, Aileen, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, let's go outside. Here are gloves. So I was in hardcore, like I was scrubbed in. I had my gloves. I was just like, and then she went and bought me like tick bath medication too. And I was just picking them off. Like I took off like 6 live ticks off of her.
Oh my God.
This poor baby. And I gave her a full bath and she was like all scared. And I called the vet. I did all of the things. And then I also realized she has her like Lyme vaccination. So that made me feel better, because I had an organized, Rusty keeps a very organized list of all of her records. So I like checked back and I was like, okay, she's vaccinated at least. And I just felt so fucking, I was like, nobody could tell me I did something wrong, because I was like, I did something wrong. Like I did a bad thing.
Yeah.
But I was like, I did everything I could to redeem the situation. And I felt good also about myself, because I was like, I think that like a big lesson in shit happens and you just sort of do the best you can. And I felt like proud of myself being a future mom, because I like took care of the situation and I did the responsible things of calling the doctors and everything. And she has an appointment coming up and I like learned about all the options, but I did feel so guilty that like, I was like, this could have just not happened, you know, like now I don't have, now, you know. But
you'll learn that even with kids, like a lot of things could have just not happened.
Exactly. Like, so I was just like, this is something that I messed up. I put her in danger and I didn't know. I never had a job before. I like, Rusty's like, Aileen, it's like tick season. I was like, Rusty, I didn't know. He's like, can you please check yourself? And I like checked, you know, I didn't have any. Yeah. So I was, you know, that feeling.
I'm cringing right now. Yes.
I was like doing it and I was just like, I was making noises and like screaming at the same time.
I know. But it
worked out because I was in the zone. I was like, okay, we are in surgery mode. It does not matter what we're doing. We're just taking them off.
Right.
And it was okay. So that's my lots of guilt story. But in the end, I felt like strong because, you know, I wasn't helpless. Like I figured it out.
Yeah. And it's a good lesson to show you that when you're like, obviously, all you dog moms out there, maybe you were a dog mom before you were a human mom. Like, you know, they're still your babies. You still have to take care of them. And it's still a life lesson that in any situation, whether you're taking care of a baby or a dog, you have to stay calm and you need to, because you're the person who's in control and yeah. You just have to think about, all right, what do I need to do? Let's just figure it out. And you did that. And that'll yes. help you in any future situation as well.
Oh, it was so physically draining at the end of it, like emotionally draining. I was like, then this dog was just like, wanted to play after. I was like, you don't even know what I did for you.
Oh, you feel so bad.
But yeah, she's a good girl. But yeah, so that is my mom. No mom guilt, no dog mom guilt, but also
no dog mom.
No dog mom guilt. Thank you again to Heineken 00. You know when you really want to enjoy that happy hour, but also really want to get that quick workout in? With Heineken 00, you can guarantee you'll crush that workout. It's not just another non-alcoholic beer. It's an alcohol-free beer. The brewers at Heineken have very kindly removed the alcohol and potential regret, but kept all the good stuff. So it still has that taste you love.
Now you can enjoy a cold one whenever you want and actually raise that chances of you making through the workout. And did we mention it's only 69 calories? So get ready to sweat and give it a try. Pick up a pack of Heineken 00 at your local retailer or get it delivered to your door. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please drink responsibly.
And that is it for this episode of Betches Moms podcast. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Apple, follow us on Spotify. Email us your dear Betches Moms at Betches Moms. What is it? moms@betches.com. Email us your dear Betches Moms at moms@betches.com and send us all of your recommendations for maternity clothes, everything at Betches Moms. You can also follow us. Brittany is at Britt Rich. I'm at Aileen. And also don't forget to obviously follow at Betches Moms. And remember, there are no rules on this podcast. I'm not like a regular dog mom.
I'm a cool mom, right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
The Betches Moms podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Social media by Brittany Levine. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your emails to moms@betches.com. Betches.